This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, Callum.
Hi.
Hi.
Quick question.
Yeah.
We've worked photos in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Do I bring the glasses?
Yeah.
Because everybody says that I look better with my glasses.
Well, you can get an option of both.
Yeah.
I brought three pairs of different sunglasses for our summer pick to see.
We've got a lot of pictures. We've got, there was a tracksuit one, which is not going to see the light of day now, but maybe down the line.
Mm.
A summery one, a going outy one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be nice.
Photos.
You'll be grand, especially with Evan, who we're going to today. You'll love him because he makes you feel amazing. The thing about Evan is like, he'll be like stunning. You're like, he'll be calling you like all sorts of lovely things. He'll be like, you're so gorgeous. You're so fab.
I've never had pictures with him before.
He's really good.
And the worst thing is, I don't really need pictures because I'm not anywhere. I'm not.
But you need a nice new updated, like even email sign off photo. And it's just nice to have updated ones. I hated the last ones. I mean, my hair was really short, remember? I just got a cut and I got loads off it.
You did it in like a broom cupboard up here as well.
I didn't like them. I didn't like my outfit. Don't know what I was thinking when I put it together. And then I tried, I actually was a bit smarter last night. I actually tried everything on.
I
was like,
to see Fiona, which is nice.
Yes. Fee's due in to get her makeup done the next few minutes, actually. Dave, don't know, gone to the toilet.
Gone for a wee.
Yeah. So we will leave it there because Callum needs to go and get his makeup on. Have you ever had makeup on before?
No.
Yeah, you're going to be makeuped.
Interesting.
Which is nice. Callum's going to have makeup on his face for the first time in his life.
Is this the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I thought we were on air. Whoo! Got nervous there.
Did you have a nice poo?
I didn't. I just peed.
Nice.
But it was just very slow.
Sit down wee.
No, it wasn't a sit down wee. Just a normal wee. And then I got chatting to Zoe and Mary Kate. Zoe is our head of our front of office and Mary Kate is our HR representative.
Mm. I was telling him that Evan is so complimentary. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. Yeah. You're stunning.
Evan is quite good.
He makes you feel like a million bucks.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. Ta-ra.
On it, let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Callum, Emma put the temperature to 23 degrees.
Sorry, it is a fridge in here today. A fridge.
It's very cold indeed, but she did come in and I was just like, you turned it to 23, didn't you? She said, I did, I turned it to 23. It should only be ever at 21, but it was cold this morning.
When we walked in, it was like a fridge and I went to check the temperature. It was on 21. So
I think putting it to 22 is perfect.
I think
Emma went, no, we're going to make it a sauna.
Guys, that 1 degree is going to make this place absolutely beautiful.
It's not a big room.
Yeah. And then the really strange thing about the temperature control in here is that if we would like to change the temperature for our studio, we simply must walk into Ian Dempsey's studio next door.
That sounds like something out of Alan Partridge, but that is genuinely true. Yeah. We have to walk next door to the national radio station and go, hello, Mr. Dempsey.
Hi, Ian. I'm really sorry to interrupt you again. It's just, it's very cold. Do you mind if I just change the temperature?
And he hits us.
Well, I walked in and I apologised again. I said, Ian, I'm very sorry for interrupting you. Any chance? And he said, yes, I don't mind when it's you. You're full of smiles and it's not grumpy Dave.
Yeah, well, It's 1 degree. The rule is when I go in that Ian gets one slap per degree I change it. Oh, I'm already excited.
Guys, there's a lot to unpack here and the story's been doing the rounds for the last few days. But we'll start with what you might have seen online, which is that Katie Price's husband, his name is Lee Andrews, and he is officially reported missing. Okay.
I've heard a lot about Katie Price in the last 24 hours, but I haven't actually fully understood it. Like, everyone I hear them talk about it already knows the story. So they're just being like, can't believe Katie did this, or can't believe this is happening.
I don't know the backstory.
I don't know what's going on at all.
I had to go back to the beginning as well because I don't know. I can't keep up. I didn't even realise she was married again, to be honest. But anyway, she's married to this guy called Lee Andrews and he lives in Dubai. And he seems to be some sort of allegedly like millionaire slash billionaire who left Manchester 20 years ago to live in Dubai and blah, blah, blah. And he was due to appear with her last week on Good Morning Britain. They had some slot on the telly and he was a no-show.
When were they due to appear?
Last week.
Okay.
On Good Morning Britain, someday last week. And this was, it's all allegedly. While he was trying to cross the Dubai border, but she said online, she feared he may have been kidnapped. Now, She spoke to him on the phone, got a FaceTime from him, and she said this is how he appeared.
The last contact I had was he had his hands in a tie and he had a hood on his head. He sounded really worried and said, like, whispering, they're coming for me now, they're coming for me, I've got to go, I've got to go.
She said he was in the back of a van in this situation. She said she contacted police in Dubai to see if he had been arrested for whatever reason. She doesn't know. But she said that from the authorities that she's spoken to in Dubai, they can't locate him anywhere in the country in terms of, like, being under arrest or in their care. So no record whatsoever of him being held.
That's scary.
Now, there's new reports claiming that he's actually hiding in some rundown Dubai villa and contacting trusted associates. Why he's hiding, I've no idea. I was trying to find the backstory on that claim.
But, like, I feel like millionaires and billionaires are always hiding from something.
Well, that's true.
Especially in, like, movies and things. They've done something dodgy, allegedly.
Yeah. She was freaking out because she said, like, he made her look like a bit of an idiot. Like, she was showing up on the telly. There was no sign of him. And then she was talking about this in her podcast with her sister. Her sister seems to really dislike this guy. And then his mother is also giving out about Katie publicly on social media, saying that she's exploiting the situation. There's a lot to it, right?
This is nuts.
There really is. She's posting all over her Instagram stories. She's still plugging her OnlyFans account. She's posting ads for CBD oil, which she obviously has some kind of a deal with to get sales on. And she was also posting online with her son Harvey, which is
fine.
This
is since?
This is since the last week. So she's
sorry,
very worried.
Her fella goes also missing and she does an ad.
She did do an ad, yeah. Which we'll get to in a
second.
Was
it like, posted? You know the way influencers can post ads like weeks in advance? Did it just happen to pop up?
No, this isn't something that was like, guys, this is a scheduled post that has to go up. This was her trying to make the CBD oil part of the situation, i.e.
I have had the most anxious anxiety and feeling very overwhelmed this week.
No, yeah, don't say
really
it.
I've been relying on my CBD oil.
Oh my God.
Check out my page.
Oh my God.
I could do you a deal if you use my code.
You're
Katie
joking.
40.
If Pippa ever went missing and I was on getting free fit foods.
No, I was about to say.
Hashtag gifted.
That's what I mean.
But also, during this really trying time, I'm really glad to have fit foods on my side.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like during this really trying time, it's the fit foods keeping me strong and healthy while I look for my girlfriend.
Oh,
it's not
my
even
God.
Worth thinking about. So there's still not really much of an update, but here's where it gets quite creepy. There's a part of the internet that thinks that this guy Lee doesn't exist.
Oh my God, that's the best thing you've ever said
and
on this
has
show.
Never existed. If you look up Lee's Instagram.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Lee looks like AI. He looks like too much of the perfect man. His photos are completely doctored. He's been called out several times for, he's got some brand and he AI'd Kim Kardashian wearing his brand. He's been called out for this stuff already. Or
but they're married.
The account. They're married, but here's the thing.
So Katie announced her engagement and then her marriage to Lee Andrews, also known as Wesley Andrews, just weeks after her long-term boyfriend JJ moved out. Now Lee describes himself as a billionaire, millionaire, wealthy businessman who moved to Dubai from Manchester over 20 years ago. They apparently met online, okay, and agreed to get matching tattoos and even bought wedding rings for each other before they ever met in person, which is alarming.
So they never met before they got married, right?
Okay.
He looks like just too much of the perfect man. He looks like if you asked AI, design me my, I don't know, this is
man.
What I'm into, this is the kind of look I like, design him. That's what would come back to you, is
wow.
This photo of this
How
guy.
Long does his Instagram page go back to?
Let me have a quick look.
I doubt it you'll be able to scroll that quick. Like, sorry to put you on the spot there,
no,
but
you're
I'm just
okay.
curious, like,
does he have, like,
does it go back to like 2016 when AI wasn't a thing,
yeah,
or like,
yeah,
Photoshop was worse and
Lee
that kind of thing?
Andrews, he's coming up
this
there.
Is the craziest thing you've ever brought me.
I can't find him, you know, on Instagram, as in I'm sure he has an Instagram account that's still there, but when I type in Lee Andrews, I'm not getting anything verified. Do you have a Callum?
Yeah, 68 posts.
68 posts.
And I just kind of scrolled in.
Doesn't everything look a little bit too polished over there?
It's all very,
like, show me a stain on your t-shirt from your spaghetti. Just show me something that's real.
The very first post was 2024 June. So, like, yeah, but
that is the most AI looking man.
Different.
That is the most AI looking man I've ever seen. That's crazy.
So weird. We'll have to wait and see what happens next. But at the moment, he's a missing person, which is very concerning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
My meme guy has lost it.
Your meme?
My meme guy.
Not meme guy, meme guy.
No,
okay,
my meme guy has lost it.
Oh my God, this rings a bell. Who's
yes.
a meme guy?
You will remember years ago on the show, I did this thing where I was like, should I just tell this guy to stop sending me memes?
Yes.
Or do I just not respond to any of them?
And just endure it.
And just endure it. And you said, you may as well just endure it. So that's what I did. Yep. And that's what I've continued to do for like 2 years.
So just for context, am I right in saying this is someone who you worked with many years ago?
Yeah.
And
he has my number still. Mm. And I never text him. He only ever sends me memes he thinks are hilarious.
Can I just get this right in my head? Would this person be slightly older?
Yeah. Okay. He's, I'd say, 45 to 50.
Okay, but still like... would know way better. Do you know what I mean? He's not in his like late 60s going,
no.
This is funny, darling.
Yeah, no, like some of the memes he does send me quite...
That's not maybe an ageist, by the way. I just mean, you know what I mean?
That's all right. You can be ageist. You're young. So it's just one of those things where it's like, he hasn't sent me a funny one since the 12th of April.
How often are they?
They're, I'd say once every day, one every 2 days.
That's a lot of memes.
But when I don't respond to them, they get more frequent.
So
what I do is, if it's a genuinely good one, this is a new game I play with myself, right? If the meme is funny, I'll give him a laugh and react.
Okay, just
I won't respond, I'll just laugh, react.
Mm.
And that seems to set him up for a great week. If he sends me three memes and I don't react to any of them, he will overcompensate,
yeah,
and he will try and send
like,
me more.
I'm going to get a laugh. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's he's chasing the high, and yeah. I'm at a point now where I'm like, no, I'm not giving it to him unless
it's worth it.
Unless it's worth it, do you know what I mean?
It's actually absolutely adorable that he sees something and thinks, do you know who'd love this?
Yeah,
do you remember David Hammond I worked with 10 years ago?
And I will read some of these memes out, and you'll probably go, that's funny. Give him the laugh for that. No. There are certain ones that make me laugh. There are certain ones I just don't care about.
Okay.
So since the 13th of April, here are some of the memes. And a lot of them are just text, or a lot of them are maybe like tweets and things like that. So these are going to be hard to describe over the radio. This is a meme that just said, knew a Spanish guy who looked like Milhouse, so we nicknamed him Milcasa. Yeah, so Callum,
I think that's quite good.
You'd be great friends with him, Callum.
My kind of joke.
This was then a day later. The inventor of fish sticks, but what to call them? Guy who named the meatball. What shape are they?
That's not bad, you know.
This person on Twitter obviously has an app called Shakespeare Quote of the Day.
Right.
But it malfunctioned, and so it sent him the quote of the day. But it said an SSL error has occurred and secure connection to the server cannot be made. And this person has tweeted, he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Really.
Yeah. This is a guy who only knew Jesus professionally. Honey, did you hear they crucified our carpenter?
That's good. I would have given him a laugh.
Actually, it's pronounced Jazzlight. You've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Why don't I get it?
Gaslight.
Yeah,
why Jazzlight?
Because he's gaslighting you.
Oh, very good. That's a bit too confusing for me.
Thank God he doesn't send them to you.
Yeah, I'd be like, sorry, don't get it.
The latest one, actually, that did make me laugh was in between all of these, was this one. And it's a tweet that said, when a movie is called something like Killers of the Flower Moon, they've already lost me. I'm not going to sit there for 2 hours waiting for a title to make sense. Hotel for Dogs. Now that's a movie title. And I did enjoy that. And I gave him the laughing face. And then he was like, great, I've got it back.
Yep.
It was a couple of days then.
I think you need to, I take back what I said before. I think you need to up your ante and send him back a few nice memes.
I don't really come across memes that much.
But I think the day that it all wraps up, dries up, I think you will be sad.
I really don't think. Honestly, I can't wait to have free space on my phone. On the 3rd of May then, he said, to everyone who wrote Stay Cool in my middle school yearbook, I have some devastating news.
And that's not good, is it?
This is a photo of Tom Holland at the Formula One, and they put Tom Holland, and then underneath Tom Holland, they wrote Peter Parker / Spider-Man. Mm. And he said, I can't believe they exposed him like that.
That's not great.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It's a bit tiring.
Then he said, there's no such thing as a perfect name for a firefighter. But then he sent me a news screenshot of Lieutenant Les McBurney.
Cool, his name is McBurney and he's a firefighter. Yeah. It's funny.
So they're not fantastic, and I really hope he's not listening. Actually, maybe I do hope he's listening. Maybe I'll send this to him.
Guys, here's loads of funny. Like, here's loads of funny memes. Have a listen. We're getting ready for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. It's happening on Sunday week.
You went out for a run yesterday. How was it?
I did, yeah, in the lashings of rain. Guys, the weather is so unmotivating, isn't it? I was like, what the hell is going on? It's the middle of May.
Go to the gym and run on the treadmill.
I actually don't have a gym membership.
Oh, do you not?
No. I just have the boxing one, but there's no like treadmills.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it was grand. I was out with the dog. Do you know what? When you're kind of set up for running in the rain, it's kind of nice. I know that sounds really weird.
No, I get that.
Cap on, it's like, this is actually kind of class.
Is it a little bit refreshing when you're running with a little few spits on your face?
It's
like,
really nice.
Especially if they're cold, if it's cold rain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Was over to St. Enda's Park. It was absolutely gorgeous. But I only managed like 5.6K and I was like, I'm done.
That's so unbelievable.
Are you joking me, Dave? The 10Ks in like less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you're going to get through the first 3K on energy alone.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
On pure vibes.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll be walking for the first kilometre because there's so many people.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Honestly, you're going to get over like that.
I don't know. I think I'll be slow because I was like 39 minutes to do that.
Who cares? You're still doing 10K. What? It's unbelievable.
I'm just hope that you'll still be there when I get back and the whole place won't be closed down.
Listen,
<you know?
laughs> the VHI Women's Mini Marathon happened in Dublin Sunday, 31st of May. Hopefully it's not raining for it, but if it is, we're still going to have good crack. It's the largest all-women's event of its kind in the world. There's going to be 28,000 women on the streets of Dublin running for themselves and for good causes as well. And Spin is a proud radio partner of that event.
Honestly, if I was a single man that is interested in women, I would be in town on the 31st. I'd be like, do you know what? There's going to be a lot of ladies in Dublin that day.
I'd maybe stay away and just let the women have their day.
Of course, Dave, of course. Standing by this
maybe
morning...
Maybe don't try to ruin it, do you know what I mean?
I mean, you know, it might be nice to meet someone. We do have the very last pair of last-minute race entries to give away today and during the week on the show. And Dervla is on to take on our little silly game this morning. How are you, Dervla?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, good. Good, good. Are you someone who is just so fit that they could just take on a 10K, you know, 10 days out and go, yeah, I can do that, no bother. Let me do it.
Don't you know what it is? My sister accidentally signed us up for the virtual version. So...
Oh,
it'd be great to do it in person.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I didn't even know that was a thing.
So obviously if you can't get tickets, they say just do it where you are on the at
that's
the same
very
time.
Clever.
It's not
so
exactly
I wasn't as excited about that.
It's not the same atmosphere, is it?
Oh my god, I'd say Dervla, the amount of people listening right now, they're just going, oh my god, check your tickets, check the tickets.
Is that what I did?
Is that what I did too? Very good, Dervla. So have you been training for this 10K? Are you gonna run it, walk it?
I'm probably trying to run it.
Okay, fair play to you. That is unbelievable. A very impressive thing to be able to do. Let's see if we can get you tickets. Basically, we have created Spin's Mini Marathon Megamix. It's full of unreal workout and training songs, and it's live on the Go Loud app now if you want to listen to it. Now, in a second, we're going to cross live to that station, and you have to keep saying the word run down the phone, right? Every now and again, we're going to turn the radio station down, and we're going to turn your phone line up so we can hear you. If you're not still saying run, you can't get the tickets.
Boo.
I know, it's really upsetting. But if you are still saying run every time we put up your microphone, then you win the tickets. Simple as. Sound good, Dervla?
Okay.
You're just going to say run like a big Egypt for...
Where are you, Dervla? Are you in a position you can do this like without embarrassing yourself?
I'm at home still.
Oh, brilliant.
You're perfect. Fine.
You're all good, so...
There's no jeopardy here at all. Just do your thing. Okay, so whenever you're ready, just start saying the word run.
Run.
Keep.
You may need to say it a few more times, Dervla.
Like run.
Keep saying it, Dervla. Off you go.
Run. Wrong.
This is Spin's Mini Marathon Megamix. We took it all apart, but
I'm wishing I'd stay. Run. From something I heard you say.
Dervla, we've never heard someone say run so little on this game.
But hey, you've gone and done it. Les, you're off to the Women's Uni Marathon.
Because we have absolutely no time to go to anyone else, Dervla, by the skin of your teeth, you have won those tickets.
Well
you
done.
Can stop saying run.
Well done, well done.
Okay.
I really didn't get the concept.
No, you didn't at all. That's okay. Dervla, what was meant to happen was you were meant to keep saying run as much as possible while that song played until we came back to you. We were going to keep testing you to see if you were still saying it.
We got there. It's fine. Okay. It's all good. We will see you Sunday week at the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Is it your sister doing it with you?
I can kind of see why she signed up virtually now.
Well done.
No, that's great.
See you, Dervla.
Well done. Thanks a million.
So bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, so your final chance to win and get yourself in the mix to run the Women's Running Marathon on Sunday week is tomorrow on the show. And if you are training, as you just heard there from the tunes that we were playing, the Spins Mini Marathon Megamix is absolutely class. I was out running to it last night and it really helped me, guys.
Did it?
I'd highly recommend it, yes.
Do you still have it on the screen there?
The Mini Marathon Megamix?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it? No, I closed it.
Oh, did you close it?
I'm sorry, and then we'd have to...
It's fine, you can sing, oh my God, oh my... You can see your joke card.
This feeling's just begun.
Run, run.
Feeling things I've
run,
never said. Run, doing things I've never
run,
done.
Run,
oh my God,
run.
Oh my...
That's the vibe, okay? That's what you do tomorrow.
Here's Calvin Harris and Jazzy.
Run, run,
this is
run,
Satisfy.
Run.
On Spin.
Run. Oh, you're
too right. Boy, Satisfy. Got you on my
run. Run.
Oh, you're tripping by.
103.8 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, what's the crack?
Morning. Got a nice little blazer on there.
I do have a nice little blazer.
Very nice. I was in Tesco yesterday and I felt like I was on the TV show Extreme Couponing.
Oh yeah.
It was a thrill like no other.
In what way? Why'd you coupon?
So in my car park of Tesco, you have to pay for the car park, but they'll give you the price of the car park off your Tesco, whatever you buy in Tesco.
Yes.
So it's 150. So you go, you press the button, you pay 150, they give you a little thing, you tear it off, you put one half in your car, you keep the other. I always forget about the other half.
Yeah.
Always. Until like after I paid. Anyway, so I get my things. I rock up to the till to pay, and I was like, tactical. Sometimes I like to do the person one, but I was like, no, that's too embarrassing because I've too many coupons. Do you know what I mean? Because I had one from the car park a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no way.
And I had today's one. Do you know what I mean?
And were you not worried that they weren't that the time had come and gone for the previous one?
Well, no, because I'd done it before.
Ah.
So I was like, granted, it's fine. Once it's not, I think you can't use them again. Do you know what I mean? But you can use it whenever. So anyway, I went up and I scanned the 150. Perfect. It was to say the whole thing was about 33 quid, 32
Lovely.
Quid.
Lovely, yeah.
And so I went up. And I scanned all my items and it was like 32 quid, 33 quid. And I was like, beep, 150 off. Very nice. I went to scan the other one that I had from a couple of weeks ago and it was like, nah, mate, you can only use one at a time.
Oh.
I'm like, ah, oh, fuming. Mm. Right, but don't worry. It's all good. I have a €5 off 20
voucher
as well. In like a little coupon book that I have, right?
Do you keep coupon books?
I don't keep them, but this one.
Just in case you forgot, because it's been ages since we talked about this on the show. David Hammond has handkerchiefs. And now we've discovered he has a coupon book.
I bet you're
very proud of your credit union book as well.
I don't have one of them, but I do have €5 off 20 when I spend 20 euro, I get €5 off, right? But what I did was, I didn't want to bring the coupon book around with me. So I took a picture of all of the...
Oh my God, you have so many €5 off 20s.
Yeah. So what I did was I just zoomed in to the picture.
That's very modern.
Scanned the coupon. And I was like, yeah, no bother. €5 off this. Then I scanned my club card.
Yeah.
And then I had a gift card.
Oh my God, did Tesco owe you money?
And so I was... Yeah. So I was kind of worried that like when I'd scan the gift card, it would be like, you don't have enough on the gift card, which I knew I didn't. But I was like, I'm hoping what it'll do is it'll split it up.
Mm.
And that's exactly what it did.
How much
for a 33 euro shop, I paid €2.40.
Oh.
Wow.
I was like, the thrill was unbelievable.
In this economy. Unbelievable.
Tricky.
I know, you laugh because I was going to say a crap joke.
Go on.
Oh, it's so bad.
He had a glint in his eye and I had to say, I just looked at him and said, go on.
Turnstile. It's what they called my bedroom door back when I was single.
That's disgusting. Get out. get out. There is no place for that kind of smut on the show.
Sorry. I just thought, I was like, this will be funny, and it wasn't.
Smiling away.
Because it's so not true.
Smiling away to himself over in the corner. This is the same guy who said the other day on the show that him and his friend were going to get Olympic tattoos to make it look like they were in the Olympics because they couldn't talk to women. Let's do the Tricky 10. Rob's on to give it a go. How are you?
Oh, good. Just driving in the car park.
In the car park. Is that a work car park, Rob?
No, that's the motorway.
Oh, sorry. That was a good joke and I just didn't pick up on it.
It's the what?
The motorway.
Oh, right, the
M50. Are
you
on the M50, Rob?
Yeah, just coming on to it now, off the M1.
Where are you off to then? You're off to work, too, are you?
Work in Tala, yeah.
You work in Tala.
Okay, so you have to go the M1 down to Tala. Okay, how long do you normally spend on the sitting on the, in the car park each morning, on average?
45, 50 minutes.
Oh my God, you're so lucky. You get to listen to us for that long.
I do, yeah.
And how do you do when you listen to the Tricky 10 every morning?
That's it, miss.
All right, Rob. Well, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Wishing you the best of luck. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you those 10 questions and every answer will be a number between 1 and 10. That answer won't repeat if it's correct. We can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, make sure to give it a guess. Now, if you do top the leaderboard on Friday, you'll win your way to see Lewis Capaldi and see Matt. Are you a fan?
He's all right, yeah.
Okay.
You're after the €1,000, aren't you, Rob?
Yeah, go on, Rob. A grand if you get all 10 questions correctly. And if you to top the leaderboard today, what you have to do is beat Jen's score yesterday. She scored 5 in 55 seconds. Let's do this thing. Dave is asking your questions and the best of luck.
Let's do this, Rob. Here we go. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many E's are there in the word coffee?
3.
Complete the famous quote from California. It's only what eggs per bloke per day?
1.
It's a 24-hour clock read 1900 hours. What time would it be?
7.
When playing Uno, how many cards should you have left when you shout Uno?
4.
How many films were there in the Harry Potter series?
7.
George Orwell's dystopian novel is called 98 what?
9.
Taylor Swift played how many shows at the Aviva Stadium during her Eras tour?
Yeah, 5.
How many Premier League titles has Pep Guardiola won in Manchester City?
6.
The name of an American teen drama series was called What 0210?
1.
How many siblings were mentioned in Tommy Bowe's viral Ireland AM clip? Something siblings.
6.
All right, Rob, how do you think you got on?
Dreadful.
I don't know if it was a great show today, Rob, unfortunately, but you never know.
Let's top them up and see how you...
Yesterday's was easier.
Was it?
Was it? Okay. Let's find out your score.
0-1.
Ooh, Rob, score a score of 2.
Look.
How did you do yesterday out of interest?
Probably around 8 or 9.
Wow.
What the hell? It's gas, isn't it? Sometimes they just...
No wonder you texted, Rob, because you thought they must have been harder today. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong.
Yeah, so how many E's in the word coffee? There's 2 rather than 3. If it was, you got that one right, sorry. The famous quote from California. It's only 5 eggs per bloke per day.
Only 5 eggs per bloke per day.
When you're playing Uno, how many cards did you have left when you shout Uno? Uno is just the Spanish word for 1. You said 4. How many films in the Harry Potter series? You said 7. There's 8. Where are we? George?
Well, the 7th one, in fairness, is split into 2. Do you know what I mean? So, but it is 8 movies, but it's 7 books.
George Orwell's dystopian novel. It's called 98-4. Is it called 98-4?
98-4.
84, I get you. You said 9. Taylor Swift, she actually played 3 nights in the Aviva. She probably could have done the 5, though. And the name of the American teen drama, that's 90210 rather than 1. And finally, how many siblings are mentioned in that viral clip from Tommy Bowe? 10 siblings!
10 siblings! All right, Rob, it wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun, did you?
Yeah, it's all good, thanks.
It made a bit of a change anyway from sitting in the routine of sitting on the M50.
Absolutely.
100%. Rob,
have a fantastic day. Good luck.
Bye. Bye. Okay, look, to play tomorrow, all you have to do to get top of the leaderboard for now is beat Jen's score from yesterday. She scored 5 in 55 seconds.
You have taught me something this morning.
What have I taught you?
I never in my life put together that Uno is called Uno because Uno is the Spanish for 1.
Mm.
That's brilliant.
It's a Spanish card game, isn't it?
It's a Spanish card game. I never knew this.
I always just presumed because it was Uno.
Uno is 1. You're dead right. And you have to get down to 1 card. It's genius.
If you want to play tomorrow, message us right now and get on to play. Go and see Lewis Capaldi at Marley Park. Win a grand if you get all 10 correct.
Film Festival was on the other day.
Cannes Film Festival, very glam event.
Very famous event in France. And what's his name was there? Your man who's kind of in Scientology and also in Greece.
Yes. John Travolta.
Yeah, John Travolta. And on the red carpet, he wore a beret.
Mm.
And it made me a little bit uncomfortable because I was like, that's all anyone's seeing.
He had
his very nice glasses on. He had a very nice suit on, and I was just
a very nice daughter with him.
No one is noticing anything but the beret.
I haven't seen him at anything in the years that I had to really look on. Is that him?
Because
there was
he doesn't look bad. In fairness,
yeah, he's got a fair bit of work done now, but good on him.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whatever you want to do.
But I thought, do you know what's so funny is that the whole world is just talking about this beret, and it reminded me of when you get new runners or something, and you come home, and your mom's like, "Did everyone like your new runners?"
Yeah,
that kind of a vibe.
But I love it where I grew up. If you did get new runners, and obviously compared to your usual runners, you'd rock around school and they'd be shiny bright, and literally you just walk into school, and when the lads just go. Runners.
Yeah. All right,
you
runners.
Just be known as runners for the day.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, runners. New jumper.
All right, Air Max.
Yeah, love that. But I thought, do you know what? Fair play to him, because that obviously he was probably arguing with himself over and over. Will I wear this? Will I not? And someone wrote on, I think it was Vogue or some sort of,
big
fashion magazine
publication.
Or whatever, Variety or one of them. And they were basically like, we've been screaming for men to be more interesting when it comes to fashion and less boring. When is the last time you remember really any guy wearing anything on any red carpet? Because most of the time we just wear suits.
Yeah.
So in this time, one time this guy tries something, everyone's like, all right, Barry.
Like, forget about Greece, forget about any accolades, forget about any achievements in his life. He'll forever be known as, your man with the beret.
The man with the beret. That's all I will remember him as, the fellow with the beret.
Did he have several berets? I feel like I saw him in a white one, but
it was a white one.
I may
have
seen him in another as well. Anyway, he's really rocking. He's in France and getting the beret on.
He looked like he was trying to be chic or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or not chic, not Rogers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that tweet years ago? It always goes viral every now and again. From Waterford. It was some girl wore a beret once and she was called...
I don't know. Yeah, I know. I know the exact tweet you're talking about. I don't know what it was. It was not Annabelle, but... Madeline. Was it Madeline?
No, I'll have a look. It only reappeared for me somewhere the other day. I'll grab it.
That's funny. But anyway, I was thinking there's actually a load of things. Fair play to him for wearing that, because there's a load of things that I feel like I can't wear because people will comment on.
Okay.
And I have a list of them.
Go on.
First is a chain. I used to wear a chain and now I lost all confidence in the chain.
No
and now
way.
Every time I put it on, I'm like, what are you doing?
You get too embarrassed.
Yeah. Any of my golf clothes. I am terrified of running into someone while wearing my golf clothes.
Oh, I would absolutely annihilate you. If I saw you in a shop and you were there in your chinos, I'd be like, who is this fella, Rory McIlroy?
A cap. I don't like wearing a cap. I don't feel like I look great. A scarf.
Sorry, just very quickly on the cap thing. I'm one of these people as well, and I'm kind of after getting better with this.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a peaked
cap, you just have to do it.
I love a peaked cap. I love them. I think they're comfy. I love how they are practical and stop the light in your eyes.
You do suit a cap in fairness.
But for years, I'd put it on, and as soon as if I'm about to meet up with someone, I'd be like, I can't do it.
Take it off. Scarf. I've never worn a scarf really in my life, and I'd love
to. Fun for a guy to rock. Isn't
it is. I just think they look cool. Rings. I think rings are class. If you're a guy who can rock rings, I think that's deadly. I do not have the guts for it at all.
What about a bracelet?
No.
Guy I know.
I'd have no interest really in wearing a bracelet. Yeah. Rings though, yes. A full tracksuit. I don't look cool. I look like I'm going to rob you.
I'd have to agree, you do look like you're going to rob someone.
Do you know what I mean?
I like you in a full tracksuit, but you're a bit scary.
I'm a bit scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whereas some people can rock a full tracksuit like that and just get away.
And just look cool.
And I don't mean that in a mean
way. No, I'm totally with you. I just look like I'm going to rob you.
Yeah, 100%.
My quarter zip jumpers, I'd like to wear them to work. But
what do you do?
I'm too scared because all I wear is hoodies. And then if I wear a quarter zip to work, someone's going to go, are you going somewhere fancy?
Are you going for an interview today?
What's going on?
What are you not telling us?
A hat to bed like Scrooge. I just think they look really comfy.
Oh, so cozy.
Do you know what I mean? Like the full matching pajamas with the hat.
The only reason I wouldn't wear the hat is because I read somewhere years ago it balls you.
Oh, okay, interesting.
But I don't know if that's true or not.
A Dublin jersey.
Oh, just people like, you're not even from Dublin, you're
exactly.
from
Meath. Exactly, yeah. See, all my family are from Dublin, and also my girlfriend's dad used to play for Dublin, so I'm always like, I'd love to wear a Dublin jersey, but then I know all my family who are from Fingers to go, what the hell are you wearing a Dublin jersey for?
You're from Dunboyne.
I'm not from Dunboyne, but I am from Meath. Yeah. And earrings. I have four ear pierced. I've four holes in two of my ears, mm-hmm. and I would like to put back in some earrings, but Pippa's like, no, and everyone else is like, nah, don't.
I challenge you, across the next 2 months, you have to wear every single one of those items one day. Every day. Start tomorrow.
Okay, we'll start tomorrow.
With the cap.
Yeah. see what goes on. Okay. Yeah.
Be brave, guys.
Here's why Emma's nervous. So the VHI Women's Mini Marathon is happening in Dublin on Sunday, the 31st of May. And Emma is running it in aid of the NSPCA.
Yes.
Which is very good of you. But Emma's been a little bit nervous that she's not going to be able to run the 10K. I keep telling her, you'll be laughing, not a bother. And she's going, no, I don't know about it. I'm worried about it. I'll have to walk a lot of it, which is absolutely fair enough. We're very happy to have people walk it, the whole 10K if they want. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But Emma's worried that she's going to make show of herself because
I'm really, really, really slow, and that the whole city will have gone back to normal and the pedestrianisation will have been lifted and I'll be battling traffic to get back. I went for a run last night. I was trying to do a 6 and I got to 5.6 and was like, I was passing my house. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, just keep going. It's just another 0.4. And I was like, nah, I'm going in.
Yeah, dead right.
But that 5.6 took me nearly 40 minutes. That's very slow.
I'm trying to think. It took you 40 minutes to do 5.6. That's unbelievable.
No, 5K. Like, people bang out in like 25 minutes.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't be able to do that.
It's pretty slow.
I say I wouldn't be able to, as if I'm the bar at the bar. Like, I don't know why I say that.
No, but anyway, it just felt very, very slow.
The fact you could do it is impressive enough. But I know you're a little bit kind of thinking about the fact that you're slow. So what I've decided to do is set the ultimate challenge. And it will also increase your speed, increase your drive and your agility to run the VHI Women's Mini Marathon.
So you're officially like my run coach now.
I'm becoming your trainer. Right, who can't do, teach. So here we go. On tomorrow's show, Emma Nolan.
What?
Versus.
Oh.
The Lewis.
Sorry.
I know this sounds nuts.
Sorry, I thought you meant you were going to bring in like some very athletic person
to take me on.
I'm up against a machine.
So it's not like we're going to have you run from Broom's Bridge to Bride's Glen. I'm not going to obviously do that, right? But what I think you could do is run from the Lewis to the next stop and meet the Lewis there.
Have you been in suburbia on a Lewis?
I have.
How fast they go?
Do
you know why people like the Lewis? Because it's so quick.
And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually go one further and say, I think you can skip a stop and meet the Lewis at the next stop. So basically,
what do you think I am? Have you seen how fast the Lewis went?
Oh, I know this is going to sound nuts. Believe me, I've worked this out, right? So I saw a video a while ago about a guy jumping off the tube in London.
Right.
And as soon as the tube arrives to a stop, he runs out, up the stairs, through the street, back down the stairs at another tube stop and gets on the tube, the same tube he left,
okay.
Right? The cameraman is still there filming, right? So I think that Emma Nolan could do that if you got off the Lewis at Dawson Street,
okay,
and ran to Harcourt Street.
That's a bit long.
Now, I will say, it's a bit long, but the Lewis going from Dawson Street to Stephen's Green is so unbelievably slow. Okay, now it's very fast going from Stephen's Green to Harcourt, but there's always traffic lights at Harcourt. I think you could race the Lewis as soon as it arrives at Dawson Street. Bing, doors open. You go. You run all the way around to Stephen's Green.
Producer Callum.
Up to Harcourt Street.
Dawson to Harcourt is 1.2 kilometres.
Oh, that's not far, is it?
No, that's not far at all.
That's stop to stop.
Okay, what about if I did something like, I'm kind of up for it. Are we doing this during the show?
Yeah, during the show.
It's time tomorrow, we'll do it.
So who's going to...
Callum, I'll go with you.
Right.
And as I said, I'm your trainer. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So
are you going to run with me or are you going to be on the Lewis?
I'll be on the Lewis. Right. I'm going to get... So as soon as the Lewis arrives at Dawson Street, bong, doors open, I'm going to get on the Lewis and that's when you... Take off.
Yeah. So Callum's going to be here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be running and we should be back in time for some time.
We'll work that out.
Oh, don't worry about getting back in time.
Right.
Actually, we can probably go home at 9.
How about Stephen's Green to Dawson?
No.
Does that make sense?
Stephen's Green to Dawson is around the corner.
Right, okay.
You can't do that.
Okay,
but maybe people think that's fairer. 087-711-1038. What do you think? Dawson to Harcourt or Dawson to Stephen's Green? I personally think Dawson to Stephen's Green, you could walk.
All I'm saying is, right, yeah, I get what you're saying. You can't. I want to, like, feck it. While we're in. I want a challenge, but I want a chance to win.
Yes, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? So if Stephen's Green to Dawson, which I know is a lot slower, if people genuinely think there's still a chance that Lewis could win, then fair enough.
I think, and I know people are going to be like, there's no chance you could beat Lewis going from Dawson Street to Harcourt.
I know,
but the Lewis stops at Dawson Street and it stops at Stephen's Green, and it stops for a while because it's hard to get around there because there's a lot of people.
And if we're talking around this time tomorrow, I'm sure it's like the busiest time of day as well. People
there
aren't
you go
off.
So we're
okay,
curious.
You decide, listening, you decide, because I'm not sure I trust Dave fully on this.
No, Dawson to Harcourt or Dawson to Stephen's Green? Pick one. Harcourt, Stephen's Green, 087-711-1038. Whichever one is the most, that's what Emma will run tomorrow. And as your trainer, would I have you fail?
No. Yes, I think you would.
I am curious as to how this is going to go, though.
Voice note us, please. Let us know which route you think I should take and where I think I have a chance, but still a challenge. 087-711-1038.
I put it out to the public there on 087-711-1038. Should Emma run from Dawson Street to Harcourt to beat the Lewis, or Dawson Street to Stephen's Green? Are we being nicer? I think, personally, Dawson to Harcourt, it's a longer period of time, but the Lewis takes a long time to run, to go from Dawson Street to Stephen's Green.
Yeah.
It's letting a load of people off at Stephen's Green, and a load of people are getting on.
Yeah.
And it's also, there's a lot of traffic lights around there. And then you're coming up to Hatch Street. It always stops at Hatch Street anyway, because there's always a stop, and then it arrives at Harcourt.
Yeah.
So I think that you could run from Dawson to Harcourt.
I'd prefer Stephen's Green.
Of course.
Dawson, obviously.
But I feel like you could walk that backwards. With your eyes closed.
I do obviously want a challenge. If everyone was like Stephen's Green to Dawson, she'll definitely win because it crawls along there. And
I just feel like it wouldn't be that interesting if you were to do it.
Isn't your route you're suggesting, though, uphill as well?
Now, Dawson Street is a little bit uphill. And Stephen's Green to Harcourt Street is a little bit uphill.
Okay. God, has anyone actually done this in Dublin?
I don't think so.
Here's Rob with a suggestion.
I think she should do it from Euston to Connolly. Emma's a machine herself, she is. We believe in her. We know she can do it.
Rob,
yeah, there you go. We'll do that
halfway
tomorrow.
Halfway through Michaela Hayes' show. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Emma, you back yet? How's she getting on?
She's lost.
Steve Kay's on the way. Any sign of Emma? No word back from her. Anita's standing by there. Hey,
how are you?
We're good. All right, Anita, what do you think? Dawson to Harcourt, Dawson to Stephen's Green. What do you choose?
Dawson to Harcourt. You have to make a work for it. Dawson to Stephen's Green is tiny.
That's what I thought.
1.2k is nothing, Emma.
No, I know.
You'd be grand.
I gotcha.
I don't think the Lewis is that fast either. I think you might even be waiting at Harcourt for the Lewis.
Do you reckon?
I think
I think you'll make it, definitely. You have to have faith in yourself.
Absolutely, Anita.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Dawson to Harcourt, you're saying. Grand.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, do you know, I'm kind of cool with it, to be honest. Like, if I fail, I fail. But I don't think I'm competitive until this happens. I'm like, no, the Lewis cannot beat me.
Yeah, well, that's what you need to keep in your head. Yeah. It can't beat you, and then you'll beat it.
Run on the track so it can't overtake you.
Cause a massive road
No, don't do that.
No, I won't, Anita. Don't worry.
Bong, bong. Thanks, Anita. Have a great day.
No, you too. Bye.
Okay, right. So that's kind of decided then.
Yeah, and the majority of people, I'd say, what about 99% of people are being like, yeah, she's got to run to Harcourt.
Well, I want to start Houston to Connolly. I feel a bit better.
Yeah, you're good.
Can I just ask there, this is probably an off-air chat, but what's happening on the show then?
The show, so what would...
I have to figure that out.
Yeah, I'll be in studio pressing some buttons. I'm going to give Dave a bit of kit that makes it sound like the radio is from the studio outside.
Okay, he'll have the really good quality stuff, so he'll present on the Lewis.
We've just got to work
out... Are you nervous about presenting the show on the Lewis?
I'm more just worried that I've set you a challenge that you won't be able to complete.
Right.
Make sure you've topped your leap card up.
Yeah.
Don't want him taken away by the Lewis.
How funny would that be? Like, we're live on the radio. I know. I didn't... Oh, I have an 8-year fine. Okay, great.
Dave's been arrested.
Lewis not free, no?
Dave's been arrested and Emma's passed out.
Fiona in the morning.
Hiya.
Hiya. Oh, what's going on? Why do you feel
I'm just, you know, feeling a bit smug today.
Why?
Because darling.
Not even a good morning. It's
No. Just want to, you know, talk about my assets and my cash
assets.
Flow.
Oh, go on, please.
My stock. I, darling, am an entrepreneur again.
Go on.
I sold 3 items on Vintage yesterday.
I honestly didn't know what was coming. I was like, did she, you know, get into crypto? What's going on?
No, 3 items on Vintage yesterday.
Were those the 3 from your Instagram story?
No, they're just 3 examples.
I can't believe you're selling the red Adidas pants.
I know, it's time to move on.
Really?
They're the ones I bought accidentally and didn't remember after a very late night out one night. And then they arrived in my house and I was like, what are those? And then I checked and it was like 2:30 in the morning. I got into bed one night and was like, ah, yeah, I love them.
And you never, and you're selling them. I can't believe
that. I've had them for years.
So, okay, so what have you sold?
So
yesterday, what are the 3 items?
Sold my Adidas trousers. Great value.
Oh, you sold them?
Great value. Less than half price, less than half price. Gone to a lovely home.
How much?
Did I get for them?
Yeah.
They were 120 and I sell them for 60.
You're joking. That is great.
It's unbelievable.
Especially since you've had them for like 2 years.
I know. And I declared the tiny stain on them and they still went for 60.
Oh my God.
Then
I've never bought anything for more than 6 quid on Vintage.
Then I sold, because there must have been a little bit of activity on the page, on my listing, say, someone went back and actually bought something that I didn't think was ever going to sell. I got this kind of mad looking festival outfit years ago. It never fit me. And I was like, I'm never going to wear it. But that wasn't put up yesterday. But here's the thing. As much as I'm smug, I'm obviously taking the mick because I'm a fool. A fool I am. Months ago, I had this top up that I'd bought on Vintage. You know when you start on Vintage and you're buying everything and you're like, I need to calm down. I bought this like red zippy fleece. It's really nice. Like it's Nike or whatever. But I just wasn't wearing it and I bought too much and I was like, you know, I was trying to do the whole capsule wardrobe thing.
Okay.
So I re-uploaded that again months ago, just like for the price I bought that. I think I wore it like once or twice, literally. And it was sold yesterday. I was like, unbelievable. There's a bit of activity on the page. They're going back. Yeah. And people are finding stuff. So I went to root it out last night while I was getting ready to, you know, to send my stock out. Couldn't find it.
Oh no.
I forgot because I was like, it's not going to sell. I gave it to my sister.
No.
So I have to go back to this girl now being like, I don't have it, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, no.
I wouldn't make it as an entrepreneur.
Oh, that's, can you get on to Laura and just be like, well, can you give
it
that back?
Yeah, this girl wants to give me 15 quid for it. Will you give it back to me? Or will you send me 15
quid?
Yeah, will you give me 15 quid for
that? Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
So welcome to everyone's favourite time of the week. It's Top 10 Tuesday. Ooh.
I think we say everyone's favourite time of the week about too many things on this show.
But this is everybody's favourite time of a Tuesday, maybe.
Gotcha.
9:10 on a Tuesday.
What else do we say for Dave Ranks?
Yeah.
The girly quiz.
Yeah.
End of the show on Friday. End of the show every day. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've had the last 10 gigs performers at Croke Park, the most followed football teams on Instagram, and loads more. Emma and Dave, you've 3 lives each and you're going to try and take it in turns to complete my top 10 list. You get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in my top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038. I did tease Emma this morning with the top 10 Tuesday topic, saying that I did this with her in mind. It's a bit closer to her home than it is to your home, Dave.
Okay.
But I think you'll still do very well. I've prepared a bonus question because I think you might get the 10.
I hate when you say that. When he says that, it's really, really
and
bad.
And the pressure when he says, I had you in mind, is it like, you better be great at this? And then the chances of me being like, I have no idea what you're talking
about.
What is
it, sir?
So, Emma's boyfriend Jack is a Leeds United fan.
Oh, Jesus.
Leeds United have beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season. Name them.
Oh my God.
I actually cannot believe you thought that I would be good at this.
But you've watched a lot of Leeds this season.
I have watched a lot of Leeds this season.
And you really like Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
And is that the sexy guy with the shirt off the other day with the long hair? You know, Jack said the reason that he won't cut his hair is because I fancy your man so much.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So,
like, I want to look like him.
That's so cute.
Fancy him so much.
Leeds United have beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season. Name them, and we'll go Emma Nolan first.
Nottingham Forest.
They did beat Nottingham Forest in February. That is number 7.
This
isn't in alphabetical order. This is in chronological order of when they beat them.
I have a feeling they beat like a big team, but that big team could be Spurs. So I'm going to say Spurs.
Not in the 10.
Oh, crap.
West Ham United.
They beat them in October in a 2-1 win. That's number 3.
Wow. West Ham in number three. Let's go with bottom of the table. Let's go Wolves.
Wolverhampton Wanderers. It was their second win of the season in September at 3-1. So that is number two.
Damage.
Dave, just with your Spurs one there, they drew with Spurs Spurs in May 1-1, and they lost to Spurs in October.
Okay.
Back to you, Emma Nolan.
Burnley.
Look at you. I'm very proud of you. At number nine, with a 3-1 win in May.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm trying to think who else is kind of down the bottom.
So, Leeds have beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season. Number two is Wolves. Number three is West Ham. Number seven is Forest. And number nine is Burnley. Over to you, David Hammond.
I think it's a big team, but like...
Did they beat Man City? Or am I dreaming?
No, I don't think they did.
You know what my problem is at this point? If someone just gave me, you know what I wish you gave me? A list of all the Premier League teams.
Well, that's giving you the answers.
No, not...
No, I know, but it's still giving you,
You want the table.
I just want to see names because I'm like, I'm just getting stuck. Oh, what a... Oh, sure, Brighton aren't in it.
Is it my go?
Yeah, it would be, I think.
It is.
Palace.
Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Crystal Palace was the fifth team that they beat in December in a 4-1 win.
Did they beat Brentford?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right, go Brentford.
If I'm wrong, then I hate myself. But that's how...
You're going for Brentford? They did not beat Brentford.
No, I'm sorry.
It was Leeds 0, Brentford 0 in March, and Leeds 1, Brentford 1 in December.
Brentford being talked about, but yeah, they obviously, I thought, yeah.
Just so that's Emma lost a life and Dave lost a life.
They've had some really good wins lately, haven't they? And they've
Oh my God, everyone's screaming at the radio. United.
Leeds did beat Manchester United.
Yeah. Jesus, I forgot about that. I knew it was a big team.
It's number eight.
Yeah.
Manchester United.
That is horrendous.
Not City. Oh, teams. Just think of the teams, Em. Just think of teams. Random teams. You have Wolves, you have West Ham, you've Crystal Palace, you've Nottingham Forest, you've Manchester United, you've got Burnley. I really want to say my bros Celtic, but...
And of course Celtic. But they play in Scotland.
They
so
do.
They don't play in the
And they
Premier.
Beat the lads the other day. Got poor Arts. Hearts.
Yeah.
Ah, poor hearts.
Look at them. Talking about Scotland.
Poor old hearts.
Nothing poor about hearts.
Dave, I'm going to have to hand it over to you, pal, because I feel like I am out of all... I'm trying to go around the regions of the country. And did they beat Liverpool? I highly doubt it.
They didn't beat Liverpool. Okay. I'm going to lose your life there, Emma.
They didn't beat Liverpool, but I think they did beat Chelsea.
They did beat Chelsea, number four, in a 3-1 win in December.
Right.
God, Jack would be loving this if he was listening. He'd just be so proud of his team, he'd probably be crying, being like, oh, Leeds.
Any more?
Did they beat Sunderland?
They would have.
Didn't beat Sunderland.
No!
I love how confident that
was. Because I'm like,
no, they definitely beat Brentford. No, they didn't. They did not beat Sunderland all season. It's always been...
Oh, I have one. Sam Fender's team.
Newcastle? Not in the list.
All right, okay. We're bowing out. Yeah. We got three left.
That's not too bad. You did very well in today's Top 10 Tuesday. Oh. Leeds United have beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season. I stress, Premier League. Please name the 10 teams.
As soon as we bow out, I think of another one. Classic. So annoying.
That they have beaten. So number one is free. Number two is Wolves. Number three is West Ham. Number four is Chelsea. We've got that one in there. Number five is Palace. Six is blank. Seven is Forest. Eight is Man U. Nine is Burnley. And 10 is blank. So basically, we're looking for three football teams. Name three football teams. Send them to us on WhatsApp 0877111038. And you can win some IMC cinema passes this morning. It's teams that Leeds United have beaten in the Premier League this season.
I hate that I didn't get the Man United one, because I remember coming on air, like, giving Dave a bit of jip over it. But then I got really paranoid, being like, was that all a dream? Do you know, like, did that actually happen? Because it shouldn't really have happened.
I clearly have blacked it out.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, no, I didn't even think of United. And I'd say people are like, I can't wait till you realise.
Yeah. Get in touch.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday, and Callum said he kept me in mind for this one.
Yes, I did. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be.
Do you know what I thought it was going to be? When he said, this one is for Emma, I was like, oh, it's going to be towns in Waterford in alphabetical order.
Do you know what I thought it was going to be? Name the consecutive names of the Heartland books released in between the years 2004 and 2007.
Heartland.
Just, I don't know. I was just thinking of like,
oh my God,
something horsey.
Cherub books. I could do all of them.
I could do all the Jacqueline Wilson books.
I was going to say, I thought Emma was going to say Jacqueline Wilson. Now, I said I kept this one in mind for Emma because her boyfriend Jack is a Leeds United fan, and Leeds United have beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season.
And I've been given out in the show since I moved in with him a year or so ago that there's just never anything but football on in
it's
the house.
Nothing but football.
And I find myself getting, I was absolutely bet into the Scotland Premier thing the other day.
The week.
I was like, oh, poor heart.
I'm sure Emma was delighted at the in the middle of last week when she found out that Sky is showing every single Premier League game until the end of the season.
What, are you sponsored by Sky or something?
I wouldn't mind a membership. So Leeds have beaten 10 Premier League teams this season. Well, no, they've beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season. They've actually 11 wins. A bonus question for you coming in a sec. Okay. But so far, we have number two as Wolves, number three as West Ham, number four as Chelsea, number five is Palace, number seven as Forest, number eight as Manchester United, and number nine as Burnley. So we're looking to field the team in at number one, number six, and number 10.
Stephen thinks he can help us out this morning. Are you a Leeds fan, Stephen?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I was going to do the whole mutt thing.
When you say not really, who do you support, Stephen? Or do you
that
support
means
anyone?
No, Man United.
Okay, oh, very, good. Very good.
There's much of a difference we've done at the minute.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we're doing quite well, I think. You know, we're third.
Well, doing
third,
okay now,
third manager is really hot.
Third place, Michael Carrick.
He's a babe.
Do you mean Amorim, who's fired?
No, Carrick. Can I look at him?
Michael Carrick. Do you really think Michael Carrick's good looking?
Michael Carrick.
Right.
Yeah, he's sexy.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Look at his lovely beard.
I thought you would have liked Amorim more. Anyway, Stephen, there is three blank spots. Give us your first guess.
We'll go with Brighton.
Brighton.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Brighton and Hove Albion, it was their most recent win this weekend. It was 1-0. It's number 10.
Ah, brilliant. Well done, Stephen. Do you have another guess for us?
Yeah. Aston Villa.
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa isn't in the 10.
Do you know, as soon as the mics went down earlier on, Stephen, I asked if it was Aston Villa. He said no. I was so shocked. But I do know one of them.
Oh, wow.
The results was Villa 1, Leeds 1, and then Leeds 1, Villa 2. So yeah, they did not win.
Go on, Dave. You might as well complete the list. What are you thinking?
I think Everton is in the list.
Everton is in the list. It was their first win of the season, a 1-0 win in August. And then one more.
Stuck on number six.
And the last one.
They didn't beat Man City, did they?
They didn't beat Man City.
No.
The last one I'm going to say is Fulham.
It's number six.
Yeah!
Oh,
were you going to guess that, Stephen?
Probably, I'd say my next one probably would have been... I'd say it would have been City.
Right, yeah. Okay, interesting.
Amir, are you going to the Crow Park game?
I'm not, though.
No, okay.
No, either am I. Yeah. No interest.
Yeah, I don't think the United fans are as buzzing as the Leeds fans. Leeds are like,
no, definitely not.
Stephen, congratulations. A couple of IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Great stuff. Well, Stephen, that's dead on. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
And we all love a bonus question. So actually...
Bonus question. How hot is Calvert-Lewin?
So Leeds, I said that they've beaten 10 teams in the Premier League this season. They actually have 11 wins in the league because they've beaten one of those teams.
They beat them twice.
Who do you think they beat twice? Out of Everton, Wolves, West Ham, Chelsea, Palace, Fulham, Forest, Man U, Burnley or Brighton?
Can I ask just a little clue?
Yeah.
Is it like a really, like, was it a surprising double win or was it a team on their level?
It's Wolves. It has to be Wolves.
I'm going to just mix it up and say it's...
Palace.
Crystal Palace.
It was actually Wolves, yeah, Dave. You were right. Leeds 3, Wolves 0. That was the home leg in April. And Wolves 1, Leeds 3.
I've never
in
seen
September.
A season as bad as Wolves. Like, it was horrendous. Yeah.
And what about Villa? They never beat Villa.
No.
No, they got the Villa 1.
I love Villa.
Do you? Yeah. Why?
Because they won a match for me, I needed them to win over Christmas.
Okay.
I don't like Villa because they knocked Forest out of the Europa League.
Yeah, I just don't like Villa.
Ah. I like their manager. He looks kind of scary.
Unai Emery.
I do like Unai Emery.
But just loves the banner.
Very heavy.
We were just talking about the Premier League because Top 10 Tuesday was all about Leeds United and who they've beaten in the Premier League this season so far. We had to come up with all the different teams that they've managed to beat this season. But I found myself saying things that remind me of, you know, like I'm turning into my mom. So I was like, oh, I love their manager. Oh, he's lovely. Oh, I like the manager. Yeah, he's a nice guy. There's a guy who won't come to me. Me and Jack said the other day, he kind of reminds me of Dracula. He was on the side of the pitch over the weekend, if you can help us out this morning. Chewing a chewing gum. Real pale guy. Jet black hair.
It's not Arteta, like.
Can I see Arteta? I need to see the guy.
That's Arteta.
No, not him.
I don't have have a clue.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's pasty. I always see him. Well, if I did, we wouldn't have this problem. He was on the telly over the weekend. Tell me all the games.
And he has hair.
He's got hair, yeah. Jet black hair.
Yeah,
and he always looks a bit angry, like he'd be annoyed.
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
I couldn't tell you.
It couldn't have been Sunday because that was just United. No, it wasn't. No, it could have been Sunday. I don't know, Emma. If anyone knows a Dracula-looking English Premier League manager, let us know.
She's talking about Unai Emery, apparently. But is I don't she? Think it's Unai Emery.
It is Unai Emery. I just found him. U-N-A-I.
Unai Emery, you think looks like Dracula?
Oh my God, that is him! He looks like he should be in Harry Potter. Doesn't he? He's there, like at the side of the pitch in his big jacket, and he's so cross looking all the time in his big parka, chewing chewing gum, as pale as ice cream.
Good evening.
I like him. I played a clip, like this is going back maybe a year or so, and I got my dog Seamus, and he was a puppy. Like there was loads of things that I didn't know about getting a dog in terms of I knew the basics of like what it would take to get a dog and what dogs are like, but there was some quirks about dogs that I didn't know. And one was how mouthy they are. Not mouthy in terms of like grabbing your, you know, he does that too, grabbing your sleeves and stuff. I mean how talkative he is. It's like he's trying.
I love when a dog talks. Like when a dog does that. I love that.
It's like he's trying to tell you something so badly. Seamus gets his mouthiest or his chattiest in the afternoon when I'm just attempting to lie down. And in fairness, our schedules clash. He's had a lazy morning. He's looking for excitement to my comfort at the walk. And I'm like, now, pet, I'll be back to you in an hour. But I know Mammy needs to have a lie down. I hate myself for saying that, but do you know what I mean? And nothing I ever say works. I try calm him down and soothe him and say, come here to me, and I rub his belly. But it's no good. He just gets up on top of me, looking down at me, chatting to me again. And randomly yesterday, I said to him the word whished. Right?
Now,
Jack did not know what that word was. He thought it was Gaelga. I was like, it's not Gaelga. It's just...
It is very Irish.
An Irishy thing, yeah, to be like... shut up, like. You know, well, he wished up a little bit. And something miraculous happened.
What?
It worked.
No way.
Listen to this. Whished.
Oh my God.
It was like it cast a spell on him.
Oh my God. That's not edited or anything.
No, swear to God, that's straight up.
Oh my God.
And this is now a few minutes later. It didn't fully work in terms, it didn't keep him quiet for the entirety, but like he literally got a fright, like whished. Seamus. Whished.
Oh my God.
That's so weird.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I've even one more example. Whished.
The fact you've had to do it three times maybe it's not working long term. It's obviously something in it.
There's something in that word that just make try it on your own dog later and see if it has any effect. There's something about like certain words that must just catch the ear, and it is kind of a satisfying thing to listen to, like whished, whished.
I wonder, does it sound like German or something and they're like up.
Must stand tall.
Yeah.
Where are my Doc Martens?
Or I wonder, like, can they hear a tiny whistle or something when you say whished?
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't drive him nuts. Like he doesn't go looking out the window or trying to, you know.
But what does he do? What does his face go?
Just stares at you.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd often go like, "Where's Jack? Where's Jack?" Because I think that's fun for him to hear. Like, "Where's Jack? Where's Jack?"
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd always run to the front window, even though Jack's beside him. Like he doesn't know what it means. He thinks it means like someone's outside or something.
That's
exciting
funny.
Is going to happen if you go, "Where's Jack? Where's Jack?"
I used to do that to my dog, but as we know, my dog's dead.
R.I.P. Again.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.